If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In for Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner. I'm Sean Bajani. He is Luke Morrow. T-Mill, still here doing his thing. Appreciate you if you're hitting us up on Twitch and YouTube, watching the show, interacting on the chat. Do it. Text us, 713-572-4610. What are you doing, Tyler? 572-4610.
Just got to keep the YouTube viewers on their toes sometimes, you know?
Jim Adler, Texas Hammer Text Line. Holy smokes. Get a load of that, YouTube and Twitchers. That is the one and the only Tyler Milner. All right, so want to remind people, you can see Tyler do all that foolishness tomorrow as well, though not there, but still online, when the guys are going to be out at Spectators Bar and Grill, Sugarland, for the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Luke Morrow will be trying crawfish for just the second time in his life. I didn't even ask you where you had him the first time, so it really might be your first time if...
You won't be wearing gloves.
If you tell me that it was at like a disappointing establishment or, you know, outside of a grocery store or something like that, enjoy them. Enjoy them in the, you know, best capacity you can, minus the rubber gloves tomorrow. And you will thank me later. Now, when the first time you ate crawfish, quickly, did you eat the whole crawfish? Did you have the whole crawfish experience?
No, I didn't have the experience because, as I said, I don't like to work for my food, so I'd even do the whole...
Oh, you didn't even peel it the first?
No, I'm not peeling it, no.
Oh, man. Well, I guess you're not sucking the head.
Say what now?
I knew I was going to draw a reaction out of one of you.
You got to suck the heads, brah. Got all the flavor in that
old... You do know that's a thing, right?
No, because I don't do that. I don't.
In all seriousness, it is. I
put it on the plate
heads
and put it in front of me, and then I'll eat it.
I mean, I should have known because he won't peel it. He's definitely not gonna suck the head. But
yeah, that sounds enjoyable. I can't wait to go out to eat, drop a lot of money so I could suck the head of a fish.
It's where all the juices are,
here,
bro.
It's put a crazy the food on my plate so I can eat. Please and thank you.
Yeah. You know, I apologize, but I had to ask.
I'm craving this
you'll
now
have fun tomorrow. Damn. Make sure we get let Ron know to make sure Luke has the full crawfish experience tomorrow. Go out and see him, Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugarland. Now, Luke, as much as you maybe dislike the crawfish eating experience, is it greater or less than your disdain, your non-enjoyment of this one notorious, infamous baseball spectator, a la fan that is very much known for, and I think has a Guinness Book of World Records, because God forbid anybody else try to do this or has the time to do this. We've all heard of a man named Zach Hample. He is world-renowned for his ability to just be at the right place at the right time and catch, if not steal, rob, or interfere with would-be home run balls He's done it thousands and thousands of times. And he was in Tampa yesterday. Forget who they were playing. The Angels. Because the Angels are whooping their ass today. At least they were. Boy, I wonder if he's there today or if he's been banned. There was a rumor online that Zach Hample had been banned from Major League Baseball parks after what occurred yesterday. The Angels, I believe, beat the Rays. I don't know if it was extra innings or not. 4-3 was the final. And Hample happened to catch another home run ball. And he robbed an outfielder. I think it was in like left center field, the power alley.
Yeah.
He robbed the outfielder from catching the home run ball. But if you look at the video, and you can check Twitter for it, I believe Luke's put it out on his Twitter. I have it on mine somewhere on my timeline. Hample had his glove on top of the wall, not reaching out over the wall a la, we was a Yankee fan back in the day, World Series, right field, Jeffrey Mayer.
Jeffrey Mayer.
It wasn't a Jeffrey Mayer home run robbing attempt, but he stuck his glove out very much in the confines of his seating area and caught the home run ball. And there was rumor that he was going to be banned or had been banned by Major League Baseball. I've since, in my research, found that to not be true. So he might have been there today. I wonder how close he was to catching that dramatic home run. Today, all five of them in the first five innings hit by the Angels.
He had plenty of chances.
But you hate this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't understand really why you hate this guy so much.
What's there to like? This guy stinks. First of all, anybody that brings any adult, he's going to be 48 this summer, first off, and he's going to ballparks is cool, but to go to chase home run balls and batting practice balls is ridiculous. Anyone who brings a glove, if you're 48 years old, like Hample's going to be, and you bring a glove with you to the ballpark, that's enough reason to get banned right there.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah. I co-sign the hell out of this.
Yeah.
Something we agree on, bro.
Chastised, yes. Banned, no.
It's ridiculous. But the worst part for Hample is the lengths he goes for these home run balls. There's plenty of videos of him like trampling over kids. It's not about you and your stupid one. Pointless Guinness Book world record.
What a loser.
He is. It's supposed to be, let these kids catch a home run or get a foul ball or even go scoop up the loose ball.
They haven't done the homework, though. He deserves it. He's done the analytics. He knows exactly where and at what time the ball's going to be hit to where it is. That's the legwork that he's put in. Give him his props.
I'll give him props for doing his homework. All good there. But it's also kind of like I always use the airplane example of you only hear about the crashes and not all the thousands of landings. Like we hear when Hample gets one, how often is he like at the ballpark and he doesn't catch one? Right? How often is he in left field and Aaron Judge homers to right field, you doofus? And this guy is the worst. There was a story when he was in Colorado, I think it was just 2 years ago, where he tried to go to an area he wasn't permitted because he didn't have the ticket. Then he put out a video complaining about Coors Field and how terrible it is, the Rockies. He put the usher on camera. Like, he was filming the usher as he was complaining to this guy. He put it out there on YouTube to lambaste him. And anyways, the Rockies put out a statement saying, no, you can't. You don't have a ticket. You're not supposed to go there. Like, you have to follow the rules just like anyone else. You're not any more special. Also, the ushers also said he picked up a ball. He stole a ball that was dropped by a kid and kept it for himself. And he later put out a video and apologized. This guy is such a loser.
The stuff with the kids, like, you
that's
know,
what, that's the whole
running
thing.
Over kids, getting in the way of them. Like, that's a tough look always. And I get, like, the hate, you know, for him. But this guy and your disdain for him got me thinking, like, when you go to ball games, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, like, whatever, spectator sport, like, it's the like most annoying type of fan, you know, at these events. You know, watching the basketball game with PC the other night, it was just us two in the lounge watching the Cougs in the national title game. And I watch a game probably like in the minority of most people. I watch it in like complete silence.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to really talk to you, you know, while the game's going on. But PC's very different. PC's from New York. PC's a hockey fan, a boxing fan. He's very loud. you know, maybe, you know, drops like every four-letter word possible and adds other letters onto them.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
Yeah. It's entertaining to some degree, but, you know, when you go to a ball game, I would imagine back in the day, many of you saw that kind of a fan at baseball games. You probably still see that kind of fan at Yankee games out in the right field bleachers or hockey games. Hockey games, like, especially if you got seats close to the glass and you're really trying to be heard, not just by the other patrons around you, but by the players on the ice. What's the most annoying fan at a respective sporting event for you?
It's a good question. I probably have to really think about it, but just off the top of my head, I'd say it's the loud, uninformed fan. So, like, I was at the national championship game Monday night.
This person's usually drunk, too, by the way, when I add him.
That's true. Those are the worst. If you're the sober one and you got the drunk guy next to you just yelling the whole time and slurring his words. But I was at the national championship game the other night, and I expected, like, you know, great basketball crowd. There was two dudes sitting in front of me where one had to ask the other what 1-1 is when it came to foul shooting. Two dudes sitting behind me where one had to ask the other one, hey, what's this 1-1? Why are they only shooting one foul shot? And why are you at the national championship game? But there was a guy next to me who was decked out in Florida gear, and he was cheering like the whole game, and he was making comments that I was like, oh, this guy knows basketball. He knows what he's talking about. Then he asked, when's Florida going to shoot free throws? And not in a snarky, like, we're getting screwed by the refs. Like, literally asking, how many fouls till we get to shoot foul shots? And yeah, 7. And then 10 for 2. And then he asked, well, Houston started the game with the basketball. Why are they getting it to start the second half? Well, there's a jump ball in the first half. It's an alternating arrow in college basketball. And then there's after the two free throws, Houston got the foul and they called a technical on the Florida big man back-to-back, so Houston shot 4 foul shots.
Yeah.
He was freaking out. Wait a minute, why are they shooting 4 foul shots? You only get 2 on a foul.
This game is so zany.
The referees don't know what they're doing right now.
And I was like, why are you here in your Florida gear at the national championship game yelling the whole time, all 40 minutes, and you don't know the rules? Go home. So yeah. I think it's the loud, uninformed fans. That if you're yelling good stuff that applies, that's fine. You're at a sporting event. Do it. But the person that's yelling and doesn't know what they're talking about, that's very annoying.
Yeah, that's a strong candidate right there. And this guy, there might be some crossover here with my least favorite fan at a sporting event. Because like I said, most of the time these uninformed fools that are being loud and obnoxious are also drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, people. You know me by now. Bajani, Luke, you've gotten to know me a little bit. Bajani, you've known me for years. If I'm at a Rockets, Astros, Texans game, I'm going to be drinking. I'm going to have myself a damn good time.
Yeah, yeah.
But these fools that go into public, whether it's a sporting event like we're talking about or otherwise, and get so drunk and obnoxious.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That you almost just feel embarrassed for them, like they're making an ass out of themselves that bad. Those guys are the worst.
Yeah.
I hate it. And they, whenever they're right behind you, especially, get the hell
out of here. I've never been, you know, like close to getting a foul ball or anything at a baseball game or having like a close player interaction at any sporting event, really, as that I've attended as a fan. But I've come really close one time to being a very central figure in one of the worst things you can see at a sporting event, oh, and that's fights in the stands.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It was after a Houston Cougar loss in a conference championship game at Old Robertson Stadium, and it was one of Sumlin's last games, or maybe it was his last game, whatever it was, and I was just kind of feeling kind of bummed out that, man, you know, what are we going to do for a coach? We're going to lose this guy. You know, what's the football program going to look like? And as everybody's walking off the field, the alma mater starts. And I'm standing next to this guy decked out in Cougar red. And he's singing the alma mater, you know. And I'm just standing there kind of dejected and just, you know, leaning over the rail, watching all the players walk to the tunnel. And, you know, here comes Sumlin. And he looks over at me and he says... He's talking crap while he's singing the alma mater, and his problem was, like, fake Cougar fans, y'all aren't real Cougar fans, and da-da-da. And he looked over at me, and he's like, this guy don't even know the words to the alma mater. And I'm like, I'm not singing it. But then I turned to him, like, almost on a dime, and I started singing.
Wait, is Sumlin that said that to you?
No. It's
a
loudmouth drunk fan.
Okay,
no, I was sulking over Sumlin.
Yeah, I got you.
And I immediately turned to this guy, and I sang the rest of the alma mater to him in his face. And he got really upset.
That's so petty. I love it.
He got really, he asked for it.
No, he did.
He got really upset and started talking crap, and my... then girlfriend, but now wife, was right behind me, and he'd said something to make her mad, and then he started going at it with her.
That's
and
when
I
it
was
gets
like,
real risky.
My wife doesn't let me forget this, and he was an older gentleman, but I apparently, and I had a few too. I had at one point said, "I'll knock the dust off of you, old piece of crap." And then that's when everybody came and was like, all right, yeah, break it up.
But Johnny went full, the fell on my shirt, Tony Soprano, bada bing, bada boom. Listen here, feller.
I was like, you know, he was just getting on people and then got onto me and then got onto my wife. And I'm like, you can't have this, man.
The guy is drunk.
He was drunk.
While still singing the alumni song the whole time while you're beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, I think thankfully it did not go to that point.
Headed to the slammer.
It was close.
By the way, you said you've never caught a foul ball before?
No.
Or a home run?
That surprises me.
Because you could pay Zach Hampel $1,500 plus travel expenses to go to a game with him.
No.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Well, that's...
Oh my God.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to say you could pay this guy, he'll go to the game, he'll catch the ball for you.
And ship it to you.
It's probably a package. The Hample package. I'll catch you a foul ball. I'll autograph it and say, give you the classification. The foul ball, bottom of the second inning, count 3-2.
Good God. Please don't do that, folks.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, don't do that. You talk about a big waste of money. I'd rather buy a fart in a jar. That's a thing. All right, coming up next, 5 o'clock.